On the Alaska tundra, many native people hunt and forage for their food. This time of year, the long daylight hours of summer are slipping away. The land is turning shades of scarlet, orange, and brown, a reminder there's not much time left to collect wild berries. The colder days give some berries a slightly fermented taste. In Bethel, Alaska, berry aficionado John Active says this can make you drunk with desire to eat more.
First, let's have a little music, please, to get us in the mood. Let's see, what would be good? How about Fiddler on the Roof? Tukung sao kuma hui, ksan koh pao yach to hui, rnach pak jayuni hui, ksan koh pao ngama hui, ik faut lag yach to hui, tukung sao kuma hui. Translation, if I were a rich man, I'd have someone pick berries for me. All those citified Alaskans always think subsistence is something we Eskimos do for fun. Those sports hunters and fishermen talk about how we really have it made to live off the land. I'd like to take a couple of them out berry picking with me, and maybe then they'd understand. For starters, you have to know your atsat, or berries. Mother Tundra may look plain and lonely, but in her mossy bosom, she nourishes millions and millions of berries. Salmon berries, cranberries, blackberries, and genuine blueberries. And when I say genuine, I mean you haven't tasted a real blueberry until you've picked one off the tundra. Tiny though they may be, they're bursting with flavor. Those big ones in the grocery store taste like wax to me. But being so tiny, about the size of a ball bearing in a Lazy Susan, it takes a lot of work to collect a winter supply. Many traditional native families spend weeks gathering them, working 14, 15 hours a day. It takes two good pickers about 4 hours to fill a 5-gallon bucket. And from there, they go into big Ziploc bags and into the freezer. Ah, thank God for modern conveniences. In the old days, berries were stored in inflated seal skins, woven grass bags or kegs, and then buried in the permafrost to be dug out later in winter. Most families will try to get some of every variety of berry to make akutak, also known as Eskimo ice cream. Every family's got a secret recipe. Today, akutak is a mixture of berries, shortening, and sugar whipped together. Up in the Yukon, they like to add flakes of whitefish. Some modern Eskimo women like to blend in finely chopped cabbage. My mom even mixes in mashed potatoes. It's more filling that way. Some people like to throw in fish livers, fish eggs, and seal oil. My mouth waters just thinking about it. Tukung sao kuma hui, ksan koh pao nga ma hui, rnach pak chai yuni hui, ksan koh pao nga ma hui, ik fauts lariach do hui, ksan koh pao nga ma hui.
John Active is a reporter for member station KYUK in Bethel, Alaska.